Chapter 7. Another Visit to the Mansion. Over the next few days, Mark and Linda's friendship grew. They saw each other every day. It was so nice to be together. They talked about books and films. They exchanged CDs and good websites to surf. Linda knew a lot of people in London, but she had never met anybody like Mark before. She was lucky to have such a good friend in the small, isolated Cornish village. They sometimes talked about the body on the beach and the strange people at the mansion, but they had to admit that their investigations hadn't produced any real evidence. Mark checked the local newspaper each day, but there was no news of a missing person in the area. It was mysterious, but that was all they could say about it. A week passed and they saw each other several more times before it was time for Linda to return to London with her parents for her father's book launch. In London, Linda and her mum could finally do some serious shopping. It was great to have so many shopping centres to visit. Linda frequently called Mark and they exchanged emails and text messages. 2 weeks later, the book launch was over and it was time to return to Cornwall. Linda called Mark to tell him she would be returning soon. Mark told her that nothing interesting had happened and there was still no report of a missing person. The two amateur detectives had to admit it. They didn't have sufficient evidence for the police. On her first morning back in Penmarron, Linda wanted to see Mark, but she didn't want to show too much interest by going to see him immediately. However, at 11 o'clock, Linda answered the door to an enthusiastic Mark. "Hey, welcome back, stranger," he said with a big smile. "Are you going to come with me for some delicious Cornish ice cream? I've got surprising news for you."
"What is it?" asked Linda. "Tell me now."
"No, let's go for ice cream first," said Mark enthusiastically. They had not seen each other for some time, but they both felt comfortable immediately. They had a good feeling as they walked down the road to the ice cream shop. Once inside, Linda ordered strawberry ice cream, and Mark ordered chocolate caramel. Mark showed Linda a lovely photo of them together. Then, with a little embarrassment, he gave her the photo. Linda was delighted with it and put it in her handbag immediately.
"Now, what did you want to tell me?" she asked. "Is it about the mansion?"
"Yes, we can finally meet the mysterious Mrs. Landsman," Mark said. "My dad has an important meeting at the mansion. Mrs. Landsman feels comfortable with him because he's renting her house, and she knows he's a lawyer. So she asked him to prepare some legal documents. We can go with him, and we might find some important evidence this time." The next afternoon, the two teenagers accompanied Mr. Hillman for his meeting at the mansion. He carried the papers for Julia and her sister to sign. Linda and Mark were very curious to meet Mrs. Landsman. Mr. Hillman had only met her for a few minutes when he signed his contract with her. He paid his rent directly into her bank account, and so they didn't meet very often. Cindy met them at the door, and they followed her into the house. They noticed a nice clean smell immediately, and the place looked extremely tidy. "Cindy has finally learned something," Linda said quietly to Mark. They noticed new, modern furniture in the house and several expensively framed film posters of some of the films that Julia had told them about on their last visit. Cindy seemed to be much more efficient at her job. She took them into the dark study and they sat down and waited. Soon, Mrs. Landsman came into the room. She was wearing a white, fluffy sweater and a long black skirt. They couldn't see her eyes because she wore dark glasses, but Linda was very surprised to see her hair. It was red and curly, just like the hair of the dead woman she had found on the beach.